From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. A Pentagon spokesman described the strikes as self-defense in order to protect U.S. personnel and ships. U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. The officials told VOA the attack was the second aimed at the same U.S. ship in the past 4 days. Saudi Arabia says it will ease the blockade of rebel-controlled areas of Yemen to evacuate people wounded in an airstrike at a funeral. Meanwhile, analysts say if more humanitarian aid is not allowed into Yemen, many of its people there could soon face famine. Aid organizations say half of all Yemeni people are malnourished, and 80% of the people are in urgent need of food and other kinds of aid. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other key partners in Switzerland Saturday on yet another effort to find a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Syria. The multilateral diplomatic effort came after Washington halted direct ceasefire talks with Russia over Syria amid continuing Russian military strikes in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting groups in support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to finish his run for the White House on his own terms. Trump appears unconcerned that many Republican leaders have abandoned his campaign following news stories about his past statements demeaning women. He told a rally in Florida that he is still in the race to win.
Tell you what, folks, this is the last time you'll ever have a chance to save our country. That's not going to happen anymore. You won't be able. The numbers will be too great. Already, the Republican nominee has a massive disadvantage. And especially when you have the leaders not putting their weight behind the people.
A wave of new opinion polls show Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, surging to a greater lead over the Republican. This is VOA News. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman says the FBI is investigating Russia's possible role in hacking his email, a role that is being denied by a top Russian government official. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the intelligence community has a different outcome on Moscow's involvement in the hacking scheme.
The recent disclosures of alleged hacked emails on sites like DCLeaks.com and WikiLeaks and by Guccifer 2.0 are consistent with the methods and motivations of Russian-directed efforts. And given the scope of those efforts, the intelligence community has concluded that they're almost certainly directed by senior Russian government officials.
Hillary Clinton's campaign manager told reporters Tuesday he's helping investigators find the hackers and added it was not any coincidence his emails were disclosed shortly after videotape of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump making vulgar remarks about women was released. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, is criticizing what he calls the rise of xenophobia in Europe. Lisa Schlein has our story.
High Commissioner Zayed raises concern about the growing trend in Europe of populist xenophobic rhetoric. He says he believes demagogues should be named when confronting xenophobia. He says he has no intention of interfering in any country's political campaign. But he tells VOA it is incumbent upon leaders to lead in a way that is ethical, moral, and responsible. He says people should be wary of political leaders who are seen to manipulate messages that could potentially incite hatred and violence. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
People in Bermuda are bracing for Hurricane Nicole. The U.S.-based National Hurricane Center says the Category 3 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 185 kilometers per hour is expected to hit Bermuda early Thursday. While Bermuda has a sturdy infrastructure and is accustomed, that is, to storms, government officials urge people to prepare for the hurricane and stay indoors on Thursday. And the chief executive officer of the second largest U.S. bank, John Stumpf, has resigned in the aftermath of a scandal over his sales practices. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.